M-A-N.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good Tuesday morning. Brady Bowman with you on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And we got a great all-star show for you this morning. Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse, City Manager Ron Peer in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brady.
A little cloudy out there now.
Yeah, it is. And muggy.
And muggy, but warm and spring and springy.
Yeah. Spring-like. Well, I don't know. I think we missed spring.
It's here.
We just went right to summer.
It's going
right?
to be probably mid-80s today. That's going to be amazing.
Well, I'd like to. I'm sure you've both seen the new Avengers, and I'd love to get into all the spoilers and all that, but we should probably wait another week, maybe another couple weeks, give everybody a chance to check it out. I'm sure you've seen it three or four times now between the two of you. No?
No. Sorry.
Oh, you got to get caught up on that. That's good stuff.
No, that's your stuff. That's comic you're supposed
book
to tell
stuff.
Me about
the
that
whole
stuff.
World's seen it. It's broke all the records. All right.
Have you seen any of the Avengers movies, Ron?
I couldn't name one for you, so.
Oh, my.
One of them's called, what was it? The Avengers.
There
the
you
Avengers.
Go.
Yeah, that was the first
yeah,
one.
I think
that was
it's
the first
on TV
one.
Now, yeah.
Mayor, same for you? Not, haven't seen these films?
I saw Wonder Woman, but that's been a while.
Okay, well, that's DC, but that's okay.
That's a whole different deal.
Yeah.
Can't remember the name of it, but I saw one about 2 months ago, so just can't come up with the name.
Justice League?
I don't know that part.
Okay, well, okay. Now I got to definitely look at the public comment.
I don't check its affiliation.
Captain and, America.
There you go.
I saw
there
that.
Okay,
that
okay. So, right. So now you're in the same universe.
You're that's getting good. There. We're getting there.
All right.
We're getting there. I'll just show up as a citizen in one of these meetings
and
public
and educate us. There you
educate
go.
You. Maybe right. if we can we get some sort of proclamation
Brady.
Going on.
You know, there you go.
Superhero day in Manhattan or
there
something.
You go.
I don't know. But we do have a city commission meeting tonight that there is some proclamations there and some agenda items, looking at some zoning issues, looking at and kind of revisiting some meeting procedures and public comment guidelines, Parks and Rec Department quarterly update as well. So where should we start?
So we should just start the general agenda, probably.
Let's do it. Start at the beginning.
All right. Yeah. So the first item is the City Commission's consideration for first reading of an ordinance to rezone a roughly five-block area along the east side of North Manhattan, basically from Vetter to Raton. It's about a block deep, except that on the Vetter block, it does go all the way to 11th Street there on the south half of that particular area. So this is an area we've looked at, designated it for higher density. It's been in a multifamily neighborhood overlay for higher density, and this is an area that's going to be called the Urban Core Residential District, or UCR. This is a district where even higher densities are encouraged to occur within this particular five-block area. It's about, roughly 19, a little over 19 acres in size. And some of the things that we're looking here is for mid- to high-rise buildings, 5 to 8 stories per high with 100 dwelling units per acre would be a possibility. Parking structures to serve them, a lesser parking burden. So you're looking here at being adjacent to the university and increased walkability, so streetscape and that sort of thing that encourages walkability and not so much reliance on a vehicle necessarily for traveling. And then also looking at some minor neighborhood level services to be incorporated in some of these higher density type buildings, which would be like laundry, dry cleaning, maybe a coffee shop, fairly low intensity service related to folks that are living at those particular facilities. And so this is kind of the first step. Actually, the commission worked on this designation and the planning board and the community. We started in 14 and then adopted an ordinance in June of last year. To look at this, and now we're formally starting the rezoning process where the City Commission and the Planning Board are sponsoring the upzoning, if you will, for this designated area to encourage redevelopment to a higher density.
So is this very similar to kind of the apartment building that's in construction right now, kind of near the Bluemont area?
So even more dense than that.
Yeah, because that one...
That one's only about three stories, I think.
So this one would,
this would be five to eight stories.
Wow.
So more like the what's now, I understand, to be more of a condo unit just north of the Bluemont.
Oh, on Manhattan.
On Manhattan, yeah. Right.
Something similar to that.
And looks like we got a phone call.
Yeah, we do. Let's go ahead and take that phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Thank you for diverting the discussion to real-world problems. Now that we've got this rain coming, you know, over there to the west of the soccer field on Fort Riley Boulevard, about 1,000 feet, there's a tire store that's got tires piled out by the dumpster, and well, I got them after them last year, and they built the fence around their pile of tires and put a deflecting grill around it so you wouldn't see the pile of tires. But those mosquito breeders, you know, we've got mothers of childbearing age and the young ones out there playing soccer, and we don't need that in this town. We need to look after those piles of tires. And the other problem I want to bring up to you, being at these social worker meetings, talking about all the problems in town, one of them that's always coming up year after year is that there's no bus stops that are usable for the bus. It goes past all the doctors and all the dentists, and you can't pull that cord in the bus and have it stop to let you out. The bus stops are about 10 miles apart, and they don't go anywhere that anybody wants to go. And it's discussed in the social workers' meetings, but it doesn't get to the people that make the decisions in this town. Thank you for being there and your good offices.
Appreciate that call. And I do recall, you know, a lot of times you remind us about some city tire dump that we had down at the street shop. And I was just down the street shop this morning for a service award, and they told me, and we talked a little bit about mosquito control, and that they have gotten rid of there. So appreciate you reminding us about some of those other ones. And if folks have, you know, the best thing to do, you know, if you're waiting to recycle those tires, is to put a tarp over them so they don't collect water or whatever. Best yet, get rid of them as soon as you can. If you're using them for weight for something, then drill holes in them, you know, so they drain. There's a lot of different things you can do, but I'll certainly make our code folks aware of the location that you cited. So appreciate that. And you know, mosquito control is an important thing, and it's really the most effective way is to eliminate those breeding sites. So eliminate those standing pools of water, and so take an inventory around your home and look at those places where, you know, water, things that catch water and sits there for, you know, weeks upon a time, and control larvae, you know, can serve as a breeding spot for that. And so there's, you know, it's more effective. There's lots of natural control barriers like Bacillus thuringiensis, which is, you know, tossets, bacteria that keeps the larvicide from developing into adults. So it's very safe. Those are things that if you do have some areas where water stands and it's difficult to get rid of it, that you could treat it with. And that's something that a method of control that we like to focus, because, you know, if you get back to trying to control adults through fogging or something like that, it's just very ineffective. So we appreciate that call on the bus route. And Mayor, you might want to make a comment here. Obviously, ATA area transportation, or excuse me, the ATA bus that operates the service does have a demand response service as well. Obviously, if you live within a fixed route system, they are looking at expanding their fixed route system to five routes this year. And there's some reorganization going on with the what we call FHRTA. It's the Federal Highway Transportation, or the Flint Hills Area Transportation Association, and we're doing some changing some of the administration of that particular organization, and trying to migrate it to the Attabus organization itself. But obviously the city does play a role and has a representative. Commissioner McKee actually serves on that board, and so we can certainly let Commissioner McKee know about this information. And I think the new fixed route, I think, will help solve some of those issues, but being able to communicate and educate folks on the different parameters of that system is important, so we appreciate those comments.
Actually, we are revising the routes, and there's a hitch that's developed that we weren't able to just move straight forward. Originally, we planned for January to implement the new routes, and it looks like we're more postponed until after maybe late summer, maybe September. But it's all the agreements and signing them and getting the money to flow right from grants and Federal Highway Transportation and KDOT, and it's more complicated than you want to know, I think. It's long division. But the fact is that it's coming. You know, our bus system is relatively new for our community. I'd say buses have been running about 5 years, 4 years, something like that. So this new upcoming change will be a modification that is good for the whole community, and they have a strategy that covers more of the community and is accessible to more people. So I'm encouraged about that, but this hitch is something that nobody planned for.
And part of that process of running those older routes is to, you know, just see which ones are more popular and more viable, and where are those stops that most people or more people want to go to, and then we'll include some right-of-way improvements to make those stops more accessible and better serve for maybe some benches, certainly some communication devices or signage that implies where that is and what the route is, and so I think there are some good things to come there, but they also provide a demand response system. So you have to schedule that, obviously. But if you go to the ATA website, I think there's a lot of good information there.
And when it comes to the ATA, it seems like every year I hear ridership is usually increasing almost every year. Is that continuing, or are we finally kind of reaching a point where we kind of have a stable number that we can?
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of that. I think it might be down a little bit, maybe associated with on certain routes. I think the different routes vary, but I know Ann does a great job of working with new living units and that sort of thing. Besides that, she does some contract service as well. And so, you know, when some of the enrollments down, especially in international students that would tend to utilize that, I think that's affected some of those numbers on particular routes.
All right.
Saying more about the demand response,
sure.
If you have a health issue, a temporary one, they are excellent at allowing or having scheduling a time to pick you up. So I had hip replacement surgery a couple of years ago, and I couldn't figure out how I was going to get to rehab because it was my right leg. And I used the ATA on-demand service, and everything went very well. I can't say enough good things about their timeliness and just the fact that it worked well. And I would hope that it works that well for everyone. I was a city commissioner at the time, so they might have paid attention. But that's a wonderful thing for this community, and especially for those areas that the bus doesn't schedule on a route. So the new apartments out on Marlatt right now, the Lynx at Manhattan, are not on a bus route right now, but they'll be on the newly revised one that's coming up. So while, you know, they're trying to compensate and make up for not having people who don't have bus service. So that's a major concentration of people that may ride it. And so I'm anxious for them to try it out and see if that works. But there are other pockets of town. You know, at one time we didn't have a bus that went south of Points anywhere. And so I'm anxious for that gap to be filled, too.
As the town grows and adjusts,
exactly.
so does ATA. Let's go ahead and take our first break. We'll come back and talk more with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris and City Manager Ron Fear here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S.